The Sportscast, October 17th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And listen to us on online digital radio. Visit us on thesportscast.net. And also download our app, The Sportscast. What a weekend. Week six. We never saw it coming. You know, the Steelers won. That's one thing. But anyways, join us all the way from Steeler Nation, Joe Toscano. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Crazy. Thanks for having me. Crazy weekend. Always a crazy weekend in the NFL. But remember when we talked like a month ago and you said, when are we going to learn about these teams? Now we're learning about these teams. And there's two main questions that I see with every single game. Are they good and what's wrong? And I think we're going to see that about almost every single game. So it's going to be fun to talk about.
What's wrong? No, yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's some teams that we're wondering about. Hey, they're in a 5-win record, and are they legit 5-1? Or are they beating teams that are like just you know didn't have a good day? I don't know.
Yeah,
and then you got Trubisky that came back and won the game. I just can't explain it.
Never bet on NFL games unless you want to lose money. Do not bet on NFL games.
Well, yeah, and of course, the Eagles are still undefeated. That's something that they're legitimate. I think 6-0 is good. If you lose after 6-0, be 6-1, I think you're okay.
Oh yeah, you know, 5-1, 6-1, you're still fine. But there's just so many surprises. New York teams are good. What's wrong with this world?
Yeah, exactly. Undefeated? No, not undefeated, but doing well, winning records. Of course, old quarterbacks. Going on. But anyways, are you ready to recap this beautiful week six?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go on with the Vikings and the Miami Dolphins. The Vikings actually had a good game. Terry Bridgewater came in for Thompson because he injured his thumb of all places. But the Vikings, you know, they have Justin Jefferson, Joe. Nothing to worry about.
The Vikings are good, and this is another one of those where you say, "Are the Vikings good? Are they good?" Yeah, I mean, hey, when you're 5-1, the record speaks for itself. But really, it wasn't the Vikings winning this game; it was the Dolphins losing this game. First of all, you have Skylar Thompson there, and then he comes out, and Teddy Bridgewater was just awful. So that's really why the Dolphins lost this game more than the Vikings won it. So, you know, if they had a better quarterback situation, the Dolphins win this game.
Garoppolo could not continue the streak against the Atlanta Falcons. Marcus Mariota threw a pair of touchdown passes and ran for another score against the NFL's top-ranked defense, leading the Falcons to a 28-14 victory over the Niners on Sunday. Marcus Mariota, Joe, I don't know. No, I guess he is still good.
Is Marcus Mariota good? Are the Falcons good? What is going on here? the Falcons are, they're just such a surprise. You know, I've heard them talk about they should be the worst team. Where actually, they're actually not bad. And some of those losses that could have been wins. They've been close. So the Falcons might be good. Mariota, I don't know if he's good, but he works in that offense because he's a good running quarterback. And they basically in this game they out 49ered the 49ers. They won with running and defense, and the 49ers are just so hurt that the Falcons just ran all over them.
Kyle Pitts, Joe, scored his first touchdown pass of the season.
Oh boy. Finally. And fantasy football owners of Kyle Pitts are so frustrated these past couple years, and they're just waiting for him to have these good games. And he finally scored a touchdown on U.S. soil. That's a big deal because I guess he scored all his touchdowns in England last year or something like that.
The Patriots, I thought they were going to go down to a downslope. Belichick makes it happen. They beat the Browns 38-15, Joe. Bailey Zappe finished with 309 yards. That's a lot of yards, guys. with 2 touchdowns and no interceptions on 24 of 34 passing, while Raymond Stevenson carried the ball 19 times for 76 yards and a pair of scores. Another random running back from New England, while adding 4 catches for 15 yards. On the Cleveland side, Joe, Brissett went 21 of 45 for 266 yards with 1 touchdown and 2 interceptions. Joe, what's up with the Patriots? Are they a force to be reckoned with, or you want to see some more data?
Are the Patriots good? This is a shock. I am absolutely shocked that they're this good. That Bailey Zappe? Who? Of all people, is he actually looking good? It's amazing. The Patriots really got it going on. They got their defense is good. Their running game is good. Bailey Zappe, whatever the heck he's doing. So they looked really good in this game, but also the Browns looked really bad. They have some big problems in Cleveland with their defense, and the people are screaming for the defensive coordinator to be fired. That's how bad it is. There was that debacle against the Jets a few weeks ago where they gave up a huge lead. Here they just let the Patriots do whatever they wanted. There's a lot of talent on that defense, so there's no reason that it should be this bad. This is just a bad game by the Browns. More than just the Patriots looking good. I think that just has a lot to do with Belichick, and he's such a good coach to exploit whatever's wrong with the Browns. But still, this is a really bad game for the Browns.
Coming from a Steeler fan, interesting. The Giants 5-1 or 6-1?
They're 5-1.
5-1. Okay, I'm jumping the boat a bit. Okay, so Giants beat a crazy Ravens team who are trying to figure out what's going on with Lamar. 24-20. Incredible run start. They were down 20-10, Joe, if you didn't know that, in the fourth quarter. The Giants scored 14 unanswered points to move ahead in crunch time. An interception set up the game-winning touchdown. And rookie Kayvon Thibodeau, yes, you've heard of him, and then stripped Jackson on what would have been Baltimore's game-winning possession. Daniel Jones, 19 of 27 passes for 173 yards and 2 touchdowns, one that went to rookie wideout Wandale Robinson and the other to rookie tight end Danny Bellinger. Never heard of him. Saquon Barkley didn't dominate all game, but finished rushing for 83 yards and 1 touchdown. Joe, can you say these words? Giants are the real deal.
They are. There is no doubt this was supposed to be a slam dunk win for the Ravens. Easy win. The Giants were in England last week. You know, maybe they're a little confused going into Baltimore, and they just took it to the Ravens. This is another one where you say, are the Giants good? Yes. But you also say about the Ravens, what is wrong? I think this is like the third time in 6 weeks where they had a lead and they gave it up. Something is wrong with this Ravens defense. They have major problems. And Lamar Jackson basically just gave this game away with the fumbles and the interceptions and stuff like that. So, you know, some days he looks like the MVP and some games he looks like not good. And this was one of those not good games.
This is not your father's Ravens defense, by the way.
Yeah, really? They're not dominating anything.
Another New York team, Joe, winning. They beat the Packers in Green Bay, which rarely happens, by the way, 27-10. They snapped Green Bay's 15-game regular season winning streak at Lambeau Field. The Jets have their first 3-game winning streak, what? Since week 10 and 12 in 2019, not too long ago. Zach Wilson returned from a knee injury, averaging 29.3 points per game with him at the helm this season since week 4. And someone from the Jets was wearing a cheese head after the game was over and celebrating.
Yeah. Sauce Gardner, who is actually the real deal. He was, I think, the number 4 pick in the draft this year, the cornerback. And he is a star already. Also, who's a star? Quinnen Williams on the defensive line of the Jets. The Jets got some talent. They got a good defense. They got a good defensive line, a good secondary because of Winans and Sauce Gardner. And Zach Wilson, it's funny, the New York team, Zach Wilson and Daniel Jones, you're not sure, still sure if they're good, but hey, they're good enough. They're winning. Are the Jets good? Maybe. But what's wrong with the Packers? They aren't looking bad. I think Aaron Rodgers hurt his thumb, so he can't throw as well. And we knew that they would have some growing pains without Davante Adams. And how are they going to do without Adams? And how is this offense going to run? So they're still figuring things out. But still, the Packers look really bad.
We saw Jordan Love a little bit, of course. And I thought it was, hey, let's just, you know, switch things around. No, it was a thumb, according to Joe. But this Packers team, do you think they'll turn around, or it's going to be a not good November and December for them?
I think they'll turn it around. I think they'll figure it out. You know, you have Aaron Rodgers. It's a really good team. They'll figure it out. You know, they're not going to win 13, 14 games, but they'll still have do enough to make the playoffs.
And they're not going to go to the Super Bowl, though.
No, Super Bowl is going to be Bills and Eagles.
Bills and Eagles, you called it. We'll talk about the Bills a little bit later in the show. Colts can beat Jacksonville only in Indianapolis. They can't do it in Jacksonville. Matt Ryan read the Jacksonville's defense, relied on his instincts, and then lobbed a 32-yard touchdown pass to rookie receiver Alec Pierce, who caught it just over the hands of a defender with 17 seconds left to give the Colts a 34-27 victory. Matt Ryan was 42-58, Joe, for 289 yards. Wow, that's good for fantasy. With three touchdowns, no sacks, and no turnovers, he broke the franchise single-game record for completions and moved into the seventh on NFL's career passing list. I think the old-age conversation has been thrown out the window already.
Oh, no, he's still old. He was all day. He was watching Matlock reruns and Murder, She Wrote reruns. Rest in peace, Angela Lansbury. And he got off his walker to get on the field and sling it around. So, Matt Ryan had a really good day. Are the Colts good? This is another team that I thought was just done, just not no good. And they actually might be pretty good. And the Jaguars are another surprise. I thought they would be better than this, and they just keep losing. So they're just not ready. They're not ready to start winning yet. But, hey, you got to hand it to the Colts.
Got to hand it to the Colts. They have a team going on there. I think it's going to be between them and Tennessee for the AFC South.
Yeah.
Or it could be Jacksonville.
Yeah. And it still could be Jacksonville. It might be a tight race. We'll see. But right now, I don't know what's wrong with the Jaguars.
Yeah, I mean, Jaguars were good 2 weeks ago, but we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward for the Colts. And that wide receiver, I'm trying to look for his name. I like him, actually. Pittman. Love Pittman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen the play?
Yeah, he's good.
Okay. Bengals. AFC North, another division that is in haywire, beat the New England Saints 30-20. No, New Orleans Saints, not New England
Saints. New Orleans Saints.
Joe Burrow passed for three touchdowns, Joe, and scrambled 19 yards for a score, with two of his scoring passes going to Ja'Marr Chase. I've heard of him. And 30-26 comeback victory. Cincinnati rallied for 9 points in the final 4 minutes, starting with Evan McPherson, this guy, 52-yard field goal, which Joe does it like every time in his backyard, that trimmed New Orleans' lead to 26-24. The Saints failed to get a first down on their next series, and Blake Gilkins' shanked punt fluttered out of bounds at the Cincinnati 40. New Orleans rushed for 228 yards as a team, but ended four drives inside the Cincinnati's 20-yard line with Will Lutz field goal. Joe Burrow, doing well. Cincinnati, well, but still was a four-point win.
This was the homecoming game for Joey Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. So not surprising. I saw it before the game. Burrow was wearing his LSU jersey, which was cute. Still... You gotta hand it to the Saints for keeping it close for almost winning this, but I don't know what's going on with their quarterbacks. I don't know if Winston is hurt or he's kind of hurt, or I don't know what's going on there. They use Andy Dalton. I think they use Taysom Hill sometimes. They're a bit of a mess, and they had none of their wide receivers. All their wide receivers were hurt, so that could not help. But still, they put up 26 points, so that's good. I don't know what to make of Cincinnati. You know, you know, the AFC North is just a mess, and it's very close. Any team could win it. So the Bengals are not exactly running away with this. So it remains to be seen if the Bengals have it all figured out.
So you don't think it's a clear winner from now? Some people say the Ravens, but you think it's kind of a toss-up?
I thought for sure it was going to be the Ravens, but I don't know what's going on with their defense. I thought the Bengals would have like a Super Bowl hangover, and they really haven't. I think it's just a matter of teams learning to adjust to the team. Like, you know, Jamar Chase is not going to sneak up on anybody, and they're going to, you know, they're going to double team him and stuff. So, you know, they're not as good as last year, but maybe they'll still be good.
You never know. They're a playoff team. The game of the weekend, according to Joe, Steelers beating the Tom Brady Buccaneers 20-18. Kenny Pickett's first career start included just about everything, including Pittsburgh's rookie quarterback leaving the game with a concussion midway through the third quarter. Pickett's backup, yes, Mitch Trubisky's back, made sure that his teammate would win his first home start as Trubisky made several key plays down the stretch to complete the Steelers' 20-18 upset win over the Buccaneers. Redemption for Trubisky. Grace, what happened, Joe?
Redemption for the Trubisky, redemption for the whole team. I mean, they got blown out last week in Buffalo, and I called it. I said they are going to win this game because they got beat so bad. And when you get embarrassed, you want to come back and show what you're made of. So the Steelers looked great. Most of their defense was hurt, so it was amazing that they were able to stop Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. But Tom Brady is the Bucs are in trouble. We're a DEFCON 1 with them. They are in bad shape. Brady looked really bad. I don't think he's in it. I don't think he's invested in the game. I think he's already checked out, ready to go broadcast or something like that. He's off going to weddings, doing all that crap. But it was absolutely amazing that Mitch Trubisky came in. The reason why he got benched was because he was so timid and just ineffective. And he comes in and he started out the same way, timid and ineffective. But then he started throwing it all over the place, running. That's what we wanted to see all along. So I don't know if there's going to be a quarterback controversy. I don't know if they're going to bench Kenny Pickett because of the concussion thing. And you want to, you know, the way things are now. So maybe Mitch Trubisky is going to start next week in Miami.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Back to Brady. He was he was complaining about his O-line, and I think he was screaming at them.
Maybe show up to practice, dude. He missed practice. He missed he went to Robert Kraft's wedding. He missed days to do that. Hey, dude, look at yourself. Go yell at yourself. Go get a mirror. You're pretty. Go get a mirror.
Congrats to Robert Kraft for winning another ring.
Prenup, buddy.
All right. Rams beat the Panthers 24-10. Another team that's in trouble, the Panthers. Stafford passed for 253 yards. Darrell Henderson and receiver Ben Swornick rushed for touchdowns in the second half. And the Rams snapped their two-game skid with a 24-10 victory over the Panthers on Sunday. This Panthers team is not doing well. Rumors about Christian McCaffrey going to the Bills.
I'm just looking. It says in your thing that the Panthers just traded Robbie Anderson. I don't see that.
They kicked him out. Told him to get out of the game. They didn't want him on
that
the field.
That was almost a that's what they're saying. He's been traded to the Cardinals. That was almost like the Antonio Brown situation from last year or 2 years ago when he just ripped off his shirt and walked out. It was almost that situation. It was bad. He was yelling at coaches. Coaches were yelling at each other. He was sitting all the way on the other side of the, you know, away from his teammates. He got, you know, told to go to the bench. So that's a bad situation. I mean, they just fired their coach. They're in disarray. Panthers are just a mess right now. Rams, they're not exactly, you know, perfect, but you know, when the Panthers are such a mess that this had to be an easy win.
One team that is kind of looking perfect is the Seattle Seahawks beating the Cardinals. I know in Seattle, 19-9. Seattle rookie did just that. He rushed for 97 yards and a fourth quarter touchdown to lead the Seahawks to 1999 victory. Geno Smith completed 20 of 31 passes for 197 yards for Seattle. He also ran for 48 yards on six carries. Jason Myers kicked four field goals for the Seahawks. Kyler Murray, Joe, completed 23 of 37 passes for 222 yards with an interception while running for 100 yards for the Cardinals, 2-4. Not bad for the Seahawks team, huh?
This is a combination of, are the Seahawks good? That's not a huge surprise that Geno Smith is playing so well. Now they have Kenneth Walker.
This is the rookie I was talking about. Yeah,
yeah, he's a running back that's going to be in there now, and he's looking really good.
I have my fantasy.
But, oh man, I wanted him so bad. it's really impressive what the Seahawks are doing, but the Cardinals are a mess, and maybe I say this every time I'm on here. Cliff Kingsbury, maybe he should be fired. The team is a mess. He's supposed to be an offensive genius. Their whole offensive strategy is give it to Kyler Murray and just let him run around and do his thing. What is that? You need a structure. And it's like, well, DeAndre Hopkins isn't there. He can't fix everything. It's a mess. You're supposed to be an offensive genius. I don't know if this is tied in to that homework clause that they gave Kyler Murray when they signed him, that maybe he doesn't care or doesn't pay attention to all that stuff and just let him, maybe that's why they just let him run around. I don't know, but something needs to change because the Cardinals are a mess. The Seahawks defense sucks, and they only got 9 points on them. That's pathetic.
Maybe things will change if D-Hop comes back. I don't know. Anyways, another great game, kind of a good game, not as good as last year. Josh Allen threw for 329 yards and 3 touchdowns, including the go-ahead toss to Dawson Knox with 1:04, and the Bills held on for a 24-20 victory over the Chiefs to exact measure of revenge for the epic overtime loss to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs of last year's playoffs. I didn't think the game was that great, but it was okay.
It was kind of weird that Tony Romo predicted it exactly. I think he predicted the exact score and everything like that. He said there's not going to be quick strike touchdowns. They're going to be long sustained drives where they're just going to be driving down the field. And that's exactly what they did. Really, the difference in this game is between last year and this year is this year the Bills have a better defense because of Von Miller. Von Miller is so disruptive. He is such a big part of that team and that defense. And that's the thing. That was the difference right there. Huge win winning in Kansas City. It's kind of like back in the day when Peyton Manning couldn't beat the Patriots in New England. It was kind of one of those things. It's like, are you gonna be able to do this? But Josh Allen was able to do that. So huge for the Bills. I'd say Bills are number one team in the league.
Which is why they got Von Miller, because they were not able to stop Mahomes last year in the playoffs. And another thing, could this be the new, Josh Allen versus Mahomes? Could this be the new Manning versus Brady?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Are they the two best quarterbacks in the league? If they're not, they're real close. So, yeah, you got one against two, the number one team. The Chiefs are really good, too. So, it's a great rivalry. We'll probably see it again in the playoffs. So, yeah, let's go.
Let's go for ratings. Eagles at Cowboys. We had to find out if they were the big deal. Jalen Hurts threw for 155 yards and 2 touchdowns. C.J. Gardner-Johnson had 2 of Philadelphia's 3 interceptions of rookie Cooper Rush, and the Eagles stayed undefeated, Joe, with a 26-17 win over the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night. Eagles are the real deal. Cooper Rush, is he over? Is he done? Let's start with the Eagles first. Your thoughts?
We'll start with the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. They are just they're just amazing right now. They're in all phases of the game. They're awesome. They could run. They could pass. They have good defense. They have it all. Nothing against the Cowboys for losing this game. But the Eagles are just amazing. Yes, Cooper Rush. Time. Okay. Thank you for your service. Now I'll go sit on the bench. Dak, time for Dak to take over.
That's what I've been saying. start Cooper Rush till he loses. He lost. I expect to see Dak next week.
Exactly.
So he's ready. He's like, this is my job. All right. There you have it. That is the recap of week 6 of NFL. No, I've seen enough. But looking at tonight, Broncos at Chargers. Broncos have not done well, Joe, in prime time. Chargers a little bit shaken up, but they're in a better situation. What's going to happen tonight?
Chargers are going to destroy them. The Broncos are a mess. I don't know if Russell Wilson's hurt. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if it's because of the coaching. I don't know. I just don't know. They are just an absolute mess. And the Chargers, as long as Herbert can be somewhat healthy with that rib problem, and it seems like he's getting a little better every week, they'll be fine. So Chargers are going to win this easily.
And keep in mind, Russell Wilson had shoulder surgery last week or 2 weeks ago. So the guy's not in wonderful health. So we'll see what happens. Maybe they could, you know, bounce back, but they have not done well in prime time. Why did he schedule Broncos in prime time? You look back, but hey, no one predicts this.
Because Russell Wilson, that's why. Because I mean, people were picking Broncos as a Super Bowl team, in the beginning of the season. So
poll question of the day, pretty easy for Joe, I think. What goes best with pasta? Meat, sauce, seafood, or vegetables?
You just do a nice sauce with like a bolognese, put some meat in there, meaty sauce, you're good. I like Alfredo too. I like a good chicken Alfredo, fettuccine chicken Alfredo. That's my jam.
Is that on the menu for tonight's Broncos at Chargers game?
Yes, I was going to say something, but that would not be appropriate. Yeah, let's, you know, I like my go-to Italian dish is chicken parm. So that's my go-to Italian thing. It's perfect.
Yeah, Sportscast followers 100% say sauce on their pasta, with pasta. So anyways, you can vote on the Sportscast one on that. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to get that chicken Alfredo recipe?
Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F.
If you share it, because it could be secret. So, anyways.
I'll sell it.
Yeah, you can sell it for Bitcoin. You can reach us at the Sportscast1 on Twitter and Instagram or thesportscast.net. Tomorrow, we got Sports Talk 101 there in the batter's box. They're going to talk about the Niners. Why did they lose against you-know-who? And, of course, Washington got their win number 2 last Thursday, so there might be some upside there. But anyways, Joe, I appreciate you coming on this beautiful Monday in Florida. I'm not sure if it's beautiful in Pittsburgh now.
It's beautiful because the Steelers won. The entire region is happy when the day after the Steelers win, and they're miserable when the Steelers lose. It's sad that we let a sports team affect us that way, but we do. So
Steelers won, Ravens lost. You can't beat that.
That's right.
This was your update.